is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hey, welcome to Bible Story for Kids, where we talk great Bible stories in the Bible. Wonderful. Let's talk about more stories today. Remember where we stopped last time? We talked about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob having 12 boys. Remember? There were 12, and we said one of them was Joseph. So let's continue that story today. Are we ready? How have you been doing? Okay, let's get to the story. Jacob was the grandson of Abraham. You know, he left his father's house to go to work for his uncle, and the uncle gave him his daughter, so he got married. They had wives, so he started having children. They had 12 boys. And out of the 12 boys, the second to the last, can you imagine? Not the first, the second to the last was Joseph. And Joseph was very, very, very dear to Jacob, because Joseph was born when he was very old already. You know, if you have children, about 11th child, you will have become old. And so Jacob loved Joseph. So you know what he did? He made a special cloth for Joseph to wear. And that caused trouble among his brothers, because they were about 12, and the first 10 will wonder, why didn't the father love them like he loved Joseph? So they began to fight him and hate him, and they won't talk nice to him. So one day, something happened which made the matter even really worse. What happened? Joseph slept in the night, and he had a dream. In that dream, he saw they were in the farm, and he saw farm produce like wheat. They call it sheaf, where they pack wheat together. And he saw all these brothers, 12 of them, they were all holding these sheaves together for like grass. And then all their own began to bow to his own, and they bowed down. His own was standing, and they all bowed down. And he woke up in the morning and said, call all his brothers, brothers, brothers. See, I had a dream. I saw all of us on the farm, and all your sheaves were bowing down to me. They said to him, are you going to be our master? Are you going to be your slaves? So they hate him the more. And then Joseph slept again. And had a dream. Can you imagine? In that dream, he saw 12 stars, the sun and the moon, and they were bowing down to him. So he woke up in the morning, and he said, brothers, I have another dream. And told the father said, shut up. Don't you know that is serious? I mean, that means your 12 brothers are the 12 stars, and me, your father, the sun, your mommy, the moon, and we all bow down to you. What kind of dream are you having? So Joseph's brother, he didn't like him. You know. So Joseph just kept going with them. And then they would go, you know, all of them, plenty of them, they were walking. What kind of work are you doing? They were taking animals to the field to feed them. We call them shepherds. Remember shepherds? Okay. They take animals out, feed them goat and sheep and cows. But then, you know, these other brothers of Joseph, they would do bad things to the animal in the farm, the animals in the farm. They would come home, they won't tell their father. But Joseph will tell. Joseph will say, oh no, my brothers didn't do well with the farm, with the animals. So one day, the father said to Joseph, because he was at home, his brothers were out to take care of the animals. When they went, Jacob said, Joseph, come. I want to send you to your brothers to go and check them. They were now at a place called Shechem. Go check them. So Joseph got up and he ran to go and look for them. When he got to that place, Shechem, he didn't find them. He saw a man there, and the man said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my brothers who are feeding their animals here. He said, no, they've gone to another place called Dothan. Joseph started running. When he got there, he saw them afar off. When they saw him, they were not happy because it was their brother that the father was taking care of very well, more than them. So they got angry. They said, okay, let's kill him. Kill your brothers. Oh, remember Cain and Abel? That had happened before. So they said, because he is the dreamer, let's kill him and let's see how his dream will come to pass. And they said, we will kill him and tell our father one animal killed Joseph. So we don't know what happened to him. And then, so the firstborn, you know, there were 12 of them. The firstborn, his name was Reuben. And he said, oh, no, let's not kill him. Let's not kill him. Let's not kill him. We should not kill our brother now. We should not shed blood. Thank God. So he took Joseph out of their hand and then put him down. And then they removed his clothes. The clothes was, they took all his beautiful clothes from him. They now look for a well and threw him inside the well. There was no water there. So they sat down and they were eating, and Joseph was in the cave, in the well, in the hole there. Suddenly, some people were passing by. They were traders that traveled on the way through that place from Canaan to Egypt. They were selling things. They were called Ishmaelites. They have camels, long thing. You know camels? Big thing, looking like elephant, long neck camels. So the camels are in the desert. They drink water plenty and travel for far without drinking water. And they'll carry a lot of things on their back. So one of them said to the brothers, hey, let's sell our brothers. Let's sell him. He said, let's collect money instead of killing him. Let's sell him. So they took him. And then they counted money. He said, how much? They counted the money. The people said they buy him for 20 pieces of silver. Eh? And Joseph began to beg, don't sell me. He said, no, we are selling you. So they sold him. And Reuben, the firstborn, was not there. Maybe when he came back, he said, where was Joseph? Joseph said, they sold him. What are we going to tell our father? You know what they did? This is what they did. They took one of the sheep, killed it, poured out the blood, and took his clothes and put the clothes inside the blood. They now took it home and said, Daddy, whose clothes is this one? Is this your son's clothes? He said, He said, an animal has killed Joseph. The father started crying. He cried for days. Because Joseph was no more. They never told their father that they have sold Joseph. He just said that the animal killed him. And the Ishmaelite took Joseph to Egypt. What happened there? Next story, we will let you know. Until then, enjoy yourself. Obey your mommy and your daddy. Do your homework very well. And do your schoolwork very well too. Okay? Till we see you again. Bye.